You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hi, everyone. Debbie Laux here to share more of Mahdi's concepts and wisdom about the trust and insight we can learn from horses and apply to our own lives. Welcome to this 11th chapter reading from Horse Sense for People by Mahdi Roberts. What were you doing in 2002? Mahdi's Horse Sense for People book was released in 2002, yet this chapter was written about an incident that occurred in 1999, 3 years before writing it. This incident still stood out in Mahdi's mind enough to highlight it as an admonition for each of us to consider where we stood on supporting violence, even as we denounce it. It's chilling how this chapter could have been written even today as we humans struggle with the presence of violence around us.
The Road to Columbine. What motivated the two boys responsible for the Columbine High School shootings, in which 13 people were killed? The answer to the problem certainly is not more police and metal detectors. Why should we be surprised that this or any similar occurrences have taken place? As a society, we have very carefully created an environment where children can kill and then kill themselves. Over the last 30 years, we have set out to foster certain traits which are key in forming the behavioral patterns of young people. We have, for instance, created a cable television network on which we have consciously supported many channels devoted to the 24-hour airing of movies. A quick survey of these channels on any given night reveals that most of them will be running movies in which dozens of people are being killed in scene after scene. The incredible effort that is expended to finding new and more exciting ways to commit violent acts is overwhelming. Most action movies confusingly encourage young people to applaud their hero for blowing up a building or mowing down a few thousand people and boo the villain for doing virtually the same thing. Much of the credit for our species' survival as hunter-gatherers must go to our ability to stalk, kill, and devour. There was a time when our ability to reason and communicate meant less than our ability to dominate. We are having a hard time developing into a civilized society without the need for physical superiority. Many argue that our innate appetite for violence can be satisfied in a vicarious fashion, that those of us who buy tickets to professional wrestling, boxing, football, and other martial arts are answering that call. Then there's the matter of behavior. Another disturbing characteristic of many of the action films is to endow heroes with celebrity status and encourage young viewers to see as acceptable truly atrocious human behavior. It was appalling that Time magazine exposed the existence of the videotapes made by the two perpetrators of the Columbine atrocity and allowed them to be shown on national television. Was it surprising that those two boys named the most influential computer games as their role models? That one of these teenagers showed a shotgun that he intended to use in the killings and announced that it was named after a prominent character in a video game? It was chilling to hear.
You've probably heard Mahdi say, adrenaline up, learning down, and adrenaline down, learning up. That applies to care, too. At the Mahdi Roberts International Learning Center, we use our dry me solarium to give horses a moment to relax and reset and feel good in their bodies. The gentle infrared heat helps loosen the muscles, improve their circulation, and support recovery after their work. And when a horse feels good, they can think and learn and connect. That's why dry me fits so naturally into what we do. Visit drymeusa.com and use the code MONTY1 for $150 off. That's DRIMEEUSA.com. And now, back to our show. There's a moment when a horse stops resisting and starts listening. Not because they have to, but because they understand. That moment is what Mahdi Roberts has spent a lifetime teaching. With the Equus Online University, you can learn to create that moment yourself. Step by step, with real horses, real situations, and Mahdi guiding you along the way. It's not about control, it's about communication. visit MontyRobertsUniversity.com. Because if you listen to your horse will listen to you.
I read the names of Hollywood directors the boys predicted would be fighting over their story. These boys were willing to slaughter others and kill themselves for a piece of celebrity that we held out to be so desirable. I suggest that at least in part, a goal of celebrity is responsible for their destructive behavior. It's easy to blame the entertainment industry for the content we criticize. But it would not exist if our society didn't want it. We consciously buy theater tickets and turn on the television set. We clearly decide where we go and what we watch. The entertainment industry only responds to our demands. The most important rule governing my concepts is that we should be responsible for our own actions and the consequences thereof. We can choose to be aware or unaware of the example we offer our children. For example, consider a mother with two young boys. One is 12 and the other is 9. You hear the mother say to the 12-year-old, "Johnny, stop hitting your little brother, or I'm going to hit you." What sort of message could this possibly send, except that when Johnny is bigger than his mother, it's okay for Johnny to hit her? It presupposes that violence is a logical response, when in fact, it's not. When Johnny learns to use a weapon, is he not then more likely to commit a violent act? Violence will almost always return to you in a similar form. Within a few days after the Columbine School incident, certain people appeared on television saying that the motion picture industry was not at fault. Others said that the video games couldn't be blamed. There were those who eliminated any fault from the parents. There were those who exonerated the gun-producing industry. We all stood up to claim not guilty, yet we all are. Along with thousands of Americans of my generation, I was raised with a gun case filled with shotguns, rifles, and ammunition. I was taught from an early age that they were never to be pointed at another human being, in jest or otherwise. It is the attitude that we deal with dangerous instruments, and not the fact that they are dangerous instruments, that really matters. But I'm not saying that we should exonerate the gun-making industry from responsibility. In fact, we should, in my opinion, immediately remove all assault weapons from our society. It is clear that we've been ineffective in our attempts to reduce violence. The prison systems of the civilized world, in my opinion, are essentially wrong in their approach to correcting negative behavioral patterns. You should not incarcerate a young human being, tell him to mix with other lawbreakers for several years, and then put him back out in society, expecting him to behave in an acceptable manner. How can a system like that work? Fear is the antecedent of violence. Ignorance is the antecedent of fear. Only through communication can we achieve trust and gain knowledge and get on the nonviolent road. In the world where few people have a chance to work closely with a horse, we can at least all share in the message I so firmly believe the horses are telling us. Violence is never the answer.
We are grateful that this episode is brought to you by our title sponsor, Dry Me Solarium, helping horses feel their best with therapeutic infrared technology trusted by professional barns around the world. Visit dryme.usa.com and use the promo code MONTY1 for $150 off your purchase. And by our show sponsor, MontyRobertsUniversity.com, the most comprehensive place anywhere to learn Monty Roberts' concepts and methods of nonviolent horsemanship. For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you can find links and photos and more information about our guests. We love connecting with our listeners, so please follow us on Facebook under facebook.com/MontyRoberts and Instagram, Instagram.com/Monty_Roberts. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.